أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala warned us that we should not take the non-believers as very close friends. How much is necessary to associate with them, business, etc., only to that limit. To socialize with them, to become friends of them, this is not permitted at all, and there are great harms and dangers. Allah Ta'ala mentioned some of them in the ayat that we read yesterday. In this ayat, Allah mentions further of those things that it is not possible for the Muslims to befriend the non-Muslims. Allah says, ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wala yuhibbunakum. Sun lo, tum log unke dost ho, aur wo tumhare dost nahi. Listen to this, how strange and surprising it is. You want to become their friends and you befriend them and you like them, but they don't like you. The clear sign of this is that how much, unfortunately, Muslims who are even practicing Muslims like the non-Muslims without us realizing it also. How is it that we like them? We like their ways of kufr. Their dressing we like. Their education we like. Their lifestyle we like. Everything of theirs we copy. We dress like the Christians, Jews. We dress like the Hindus also. But they will never dress like ours. They will never do anything like what we do. So they don't like us at all. And unfortunately, we like them to the extent that we copy them in our lifestyle. Our houses are built according to how their houses are. Our lifestyle is according to theirs. So Allah says, how strange and surprising. And any person can think, you like somebody and that person doesn't like you. How can you carry on liking that person? How can you have good relations with that person who doesn't like you? And these people, to the very core, they hate the Muslims. They dislike the Muslims fully. And yet we like them. Their sports we will play. Their dressing we will adopt. Their lifestyle we will adopt. Allah says, how can this be possible? How can you become their friend? You like them and they don't like you. That is the height of stupidity. That person is the most nadan, stupid, who may befriend somebody who hates you. How can you do that? And more than that, in the process you give them the secrets of the Muslims also. Further, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّ وَرْتُمْ سَبْ كِتَابُكُمْ مَانْتِهُ. You are those people, you believe in all the kitabs. You believe in their kitabs also. The Torah, the Injil, Zabur. And you believe in the Quran Sharif also. The original kitabs that were revealed. And they don't believe in your kitab. You believe in their kitabs, but they don't believe in your kitab. They don't believe in the Quran. They are arch enemies of the Quran Sharif. And yet you become friends of this, and you want to share platforms with them, and you want to socialize with them. How can that be possible of a Muslim? Of any person, how can it be that you give in so much to them and they don't give in one bit to you? It is not a give and take, it is not sharing, it is a totally one-sided thing. But still, Muslims understand that how can you be so poor, so poor, so simple-minded, that don't you see these things? How can you befriend them? وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. Or jab tumse milte hain, kehte hain, hum musalman hain. And when you meet with them, they say, we are Muslims. That is the munafiqeen. And those that are within the ranks of the Muslims, they say, we are part of you, we are with you also. But in actual fact, they are not with you, they are deceiving you. They are just making a fool out of you. And who likes to be made a fool of? Anyone who takes us for a ride, anyone who fools us, we hate that person. And they say, how can you go on and you still like those people, and they're just making one big fool out of you. In front of you, they talk sweet, sweet. And that is exactly what is happening, whether it is the open enemies of Islam, America, UK, the others, whoever they are. When they speak to the Muslims, then they have even beguiled the whole Muslim governments also. How many governments, they speak very sweetly to them. But when they are on their own, وَإِذَا خَلُوا أَبْضُوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْرِ. اور جب اکیلے ہوتے ہیں تو کات کات کر کھاتے ہیں تم پر انگلیاں غصے سے. But when they are on their own amongst themselves, then they take out all that venom and spit and vomit from the inside of how they hate the Muslims. Then they speak all the things of how terrible these Muslims are and how we must kill them, how we must get rid of them, that they are the scum of society. They have nothing in them among themselves. When they speak, that is how they speak. And yet you become their friend, and the Quran have explained the truth, the reality. Opened it up, and still you are befriending them, you socialize with them, you laughing and smiling with them. How can that be possible? That should never be the case. Allah says, قُلْ مُوتُ بِغَيْذِكُمْ تُكِهْ مَرْجَعُتُمْ أَبْنِ غُسَّمِهْ. You can die in your anger and death. Allah has determined that Islam will be the religion of the world. And so it was for centuries and centuries. And so it will be when Isa alayhi salam will come, Imam Mahdi will come, then again Islam will be the supreme religion. As much as they will hate it, as much as they will hate the Muslims, but Islam will be the only religion and the supreme religion. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah ko khub maalum hai dilo ki baatein. Allah knows properly all the things of the heart, what people are concealing, and even we, how much we have got love of the kuffar, the ways of the kuffar. Allah knows that also properly. How much the sports we go after, how much all the types of entertainment, and we go and amuse ourselves in their resorts, etc. And we become monkeys, like monkeys going to the zoo and looking at animals, and going to the Kruger National Park. All their things we have brought in our lives. They will never come to our places and do things like we do, like Ramadan, observe Ramadan. They will never come. But we do all their things what they do. So Allah says this is impossible for believers. Become aware, become conscious, and don't follow in their way. So Allah Ta'ala has warned us, and it is for us not just to know about it, or think about it, or talk about it, but it is to make amal. Our friend should be only, and that also even amongst the Muslims, the righteous and the pious people. Those people, even amongst Muslims, who encourage us of dunya, of guna, etc., we should not befriend those people also. It has definitely an effect upon us. And more than that even, our children, we must be very careful. Who are their friends? And when we are sending them to the schools and they befriending non-Muslims, how dangerous is that? And we let them go for sports events, etc. And they are with the non-Muslims. At the workplaces they go, young boys, girls, and they mix with the non-Muslims, and we don't warn them of the harms, and they get involved there with all the filth and dirt, is all that guna will be on us also. It will be on them, and we are harming the ummah. And this ummah was not just made like that. It was made by the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blood of the Sahaba. And today we just destroying the ummah without even thinking one bit about it. And we those who gave so much of trouble to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and the Sahaba, today we are becoming friends with those people. This is impossible. We should become aware of our condition and change our condition. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.